made it to 65, welcome to a new chapter in your life where you'll have the energy and me time to enjoy family, friends, travel, whatever you want. But what about Medicare? It seems like someone tried to develop the most complex, opaque system to cover your medical needs as a senior. Good thing there's T65 and Beyond, your healthcare translator. And good thing this educational resource exists on the radio every week. Welcome to Medicare U. Here are your hosts, Andrea and Joe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Another session of Medicare U is on the air, and you can feel free to enter our campus.
That's right.
We're not occupied.
No, not at all.
Bob has the building open for us, and so we're here of our own accord to give you good Medicare advice.
Exactly. And I'm so glad that you left the placards home, too.
Yeah. Do you see what's on my car? No.
I'm going to put my tent outside.
Oh, okay. I just had to throw that in.
What times we live in.
Interesting.
Yes, they are. They are. And if it were my kid, $75,000 a year for education, funding would be cut off.
I think we're done.
And don't think about coming home for summer.
These idiots, well, they want amnesty. They don't want to be – their grades aren't to be affected. They don't want any punishment or repercussion. And to me, the best thing you could do is you expel them.
Right.
Yeah, publish their names.
Absolutely.
So any other university might think twice before accepting them. But most important, it's on your permanent record.
That's what I would be afraid
when
of.
So stop by the office and they're looking for a job.
Oh, I see that you – oh, wow.
You're an activist.
What? And a paid one, because I found out that they can be paid for their activities.
Oh, George Soros is recruiting them.
Yeah.
And they've got a schedule of what the gig pays.
Exactly. And the Rockefeller Institute for Well-Being, is their money is now going to some of those. I wonder how the Rockefeller family feel.
Yeah, wonderful. You know what? None of these people could care less, because where they live, they're not affected. They're not affected by inflation. They're not affected by gas prices. They're not affected by anything.
No.
Okay? Let everything burn. You're sitting on your estate high on the hill.
Yeah.
You know, until they... peasants come to them
with pitchforks.
Pitchforks.
That's why I have a moat.
I'm telling you. So, so these idiots, first off, if you want to protest, I suggest you find out why you are and what's going on. They talk to these idiots. Oh, I don't know.
River to the sea. What's it mean?
Beach vacation? I don't know. I'm just there because my friends are there.
And they were hired. They're getting paid.
Yes. So, hey, you know what? Maybe that could be their career. When they can't get a real job, go work for the Soros Foundation for the rest of your life.
Could be.
Well, you know, we're turning out a tremendous number of people with law degrees. And I think most of these people are not going to work, in the practice of law. I think what they're going to do is they're going to negotiate the halls of Congress and the legislative, halls in Albany and other state capitals, and they're going to be activists. They're going to work for power companies and not for, non-NGOs. I love that. Non-governmental organizations. What that really means, folks, is all governmental organization. It's completely dominated by government.
Yeah. You can see what's happening as these people are working their way into the job market. Corporations, and they're starting to regret a lot of these hires because they're, they are clueless on how to run things and how the world works. They just view it through their lens. Wouldn't this be grand to do this? Bud Light's a perfect example, but there's other corporations. And I see that a lot of them are ending the DEI.
Yeah.
Because it's not working.
I was reading about that,
yeah,
yes.
They're yanking it.
So. Yeah.
So we'll see. These people might be in for a rude awakening. But the best thing I could tell you is, guys, go out there, get yourself, get into the trades.
Get a job.
So when these idiot attorneys, do-gooders, when their plumbing breaks, go to their house.
That's right.
Charge them $250,000 to redo their plumbing.
Oh, this is bad. You need all copper.
Yes.
I've never seen anything quite like this before.
Yeah, go to Mike Rowe's website. Mike, R-O-W-E. I think it's Mike Rowe Works. Some derogation of that. I don't know what the URL is. And he's got all kinds of career opportunities. Where within no time you're earning a living where you can support yourself and a family and you can start having a good life, as opposed to, you know, trying to pay off some student loan that gave you a worthless degree and you wind up working at Starbucks for minimum wage.
Well, I've got my degree in gender studies. It didn't carry me through, so I ended up working with jukeboxes. How's that?
Joe. You are too much.
We're a little too late. The Taylor Swift course, I love that.
Oh.
There's numerous Florida universities that have Taylor Swift
courses. Yes. They announced it with Florida, but then they said, well, they're you know, way beyond that. This has been going on for over a year. So.
What would your mother say to that?
Oh, you're so wonderful. You deserve a trophy.
That's
for,
right. You deserve success.
Oh, my gosh. My mother wouldn't. My mother was tough love.
And, you know, that's the way it should be. You learned. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy going through it, maybe, but,
no.
You know.
Yeah, but, absolutely. So I got a good sense of the right and the wrong.
My situation was I had an older brother in med school.
Okay.
And so what, you want to get into radio? You know what? We'll help you out, but you're not entirely on your own, but kind of on your own. But it was okay because I had a New York Regents scholarship back then, which meant something.
It did. Yes, it did. It meant something.
I mean, Ithaca College was $4,000 a year, guys. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And then I had a $1,500 scholarship, and then I got $500 financial hardship because I had a brother in med school.
So it did
half the job.
Yeah.
And look where you are today.
I know.
Right.
And you're an attorney, too, right?
Yes. And now here's another object lesson for everybody, not to lecture anybody. But, I mean, I went to law school, but I went to a land-grant university law school where I happened to live in Tennessee, and there was no tuition because I was a Tennessee resident in
that
state.
That was smart.
So all I had to pay was a $250 per quarter student activity fee. And the rest of it, I got a law degree for $2,600 out of pocket.
Wow.
Used books from the bookstore, which I sold back to the bookstore when I was done.
See?
Yeah.
That's the American dream.
It can be done.
It can.
You got to be smart and savvy about it.
You do.
That's why there's programs like this.
We're going to make you
smart and savvy. And savvy.
Don't borrow money to go to school.
No.
Don't do it.
Well, that's a whole nother topic on why it's so darn expensive now.
Well, sure. I mean, as long as the money is available, guess what happens to the price?
Exactly. We're going to offer these kind of loans, so why wouldn't we want to jack up the price so we can get more money into our facilities?
No restrictions whatsoever. And I don't know what the exact number, inflated costs of college over the last 10 years, but it certainly it hasn't kept pace with anything.
No.
It's insane. It's totally out of control, and when you're in there with your child and you know you're shopping for colleges and you talk to those financial officers, you look at those guys and don't think educator, you want to think, Joe, I'm really sorry for this, used car salesman. Seriously, I mean
they would make me blush.
Yeah, I mean Joe's not the typical used car salesman or new car salesman. But, I mean, you know, like the movie Used Cars is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. It's terrible. But that's why we're here, to perform a service for our wonderful listeners and help you out to navigate the world of Medicare.
Exactly. Because there's a lot of misinformation out there regarding Medicare, too. And some of it comes very well-meaning from your own family members.
It does. But... Hey, give our number out, and then we're going to talk about family members and their influence.
Not anyone in particular. All right. We are T65 and Beyond, and we can be reached at 585-485-0328. 585-485-0328. And we just had a listener call on Joe's phone saying how much they loved hearing the show.
We did. She is a sweetheart. I won't give her name because
No.
But, yeah.
Just a little on the shy side, but boy, was she nice to
us. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, generic person.
As your timing's perfect. Call just before we went on the air. We're there to take your call.
That's right.
No matter what.
Exactly.
And that's what we do best at T65.
We do. Now, last week we left off with some HSA information, and I wanted to kind of wrap that up and talk about what you can use your HSA on when you're over 65.
So. Okay. And touch real quick on what an HSA is and bring everybody up to speed.
Good idea. An HSA is a health savings account. And you qualify to have an HSA if you are with an employer that offers a high deductible HSA sanctified healthcare plan, or you're under 65 with an individual plan, and it is a high deductible and qualifies for an HSA. What your HSA is you can put aside money. You can receive money from your company to put into a fund that it will be available to you to use for your health care. Typically, these health care plans have a high deductible, and the HSA will assist you in paying for that coverage while you're in the deductible phase. That's what an HSA is. But a lot of people these days who are approaching 65 or over 65 have their HSAs, and they've accumulated some money because the HSAs have been around for perhaps 10 to 15 years now, and they've built up quite a bit of a savings in there. So when you're over 65, you can use that savings, and you can use the money for medical. Now, I did last week say that you could not use it on your monthly premium, okay? You can use it on a Medicare Advantage plan premium, but you cannot use it on a Medigap plan premium.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
It is. But you can also use it toward your Part B.
Yes.
If you wanted.
You can. So if your Part B is over 174.50 or 174.70, which is the standard rate for everybody, that's a nice way to offset some of the funds that you're being charged by the federal government. It's a great way to go.
Something I did. Just don't adjust your radio, folks.
Yes. We have bees in the office.
That hum in the background is landscapers at work. So
right.
Just in case you think you're not tuned in.
No, and the other thing you can use your HSA for is the Part D prescription coverage, too. So if you needed to use it for your prescription drug plan or your Medicare Advantage plan, you can certainly use it for that, but not for your Medicare supplement, okay? You can also use it to pay for your long-term care insurance.
Wow. That's a big plus.
Yes,
right there.
It is.
And, can you use it to pay for your prescriptions?
Yes, because that is a medical expense. Okay.
I know you can use it towards dental.
Yeah.
Any type of work you have done.
Well, before 65, if you're using it on something that's not medical related, you can tap into it, but there is a income tax plus the 20% penalty for withdrawing to be used on something else. Mm-hmm. But when you're over 65, you can withdraw and use it on something else and just have the tax part, but not the penalty part.
Okay. And of course, if you're using it towards your medical expenses, it's not a taxable.
Exactly.
As income to you.
Exactly. But if you had enough in there and you wanted to use it for the down payment on your Porsche, okay? All right. So you're out there and you go, okay, well, I've got X amount of money in my HSA. I could certainly cash some things in, take the tax on it, and have money to deposit on my race car.
I wish I knew that before I bought the Ferrari.
I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way.
And yes. And I've said it repeatedly when we bring this topic up. Guys, I wish I had done this so much sooner than I did. I have maybe 2.5-3 years into an HSA. Our HR director, where I was working, she's just amazing, and begged me, "Hey, you could do this," but you get a little bit afraid because you got that high deductible, and okay, and that interim, geez, what if? Okay, but it's six. I think it was 6,000 at the time.
Right.
Not the end of the world if you needed to come up with it. Okay, but within 8-9 months, you know, I was pretty much there. And after that, it was just there was no fear of the deductible because I had enough built up.
Exactly.
And so again, don't be frightened by that. The money just even if you did what I did, I think that the difference between the huge increase and what I was paying, I think I split it. And that excess money went directly into the HSA.
And that's the way you have to look at it, because I am in Joe's camp. I wish I had looked at it closer that way. Instead of going with a higher plan on a premium and avoiding the HSA, I should have gone into the HSA and socked away money during that period. Now I'm regretting the fact that I didn't do that. And I've got minimal amount in my HSA. But really, folks, it's such a blessing. Healthcare for individuals. Now, I'm not talking about corporate healthcare. I'm going to talk a moment about the individual plans in the exchange, okay? Or that Blue Cross Blue Shield MVP offers to you if you're under 65. They are all written the same, Joe. They are all written the same. You have to choose between having a copay plan or a coinsurance plan where you pay a portion of the coinsurance, like 50%, 20%, 10%. Now, they're all going to have a deductible. Do you want, how high of a deductible do you want? Mm-hmm. And how high of a max out of pocket do you want? How high of a premium do you want? In the end, it's all going to come down to the same dollar amount. If you have a bad year, you max out the $6,000 for an individual for her deductible. My max out of pocket is $7,000. My monthly premium is $500. That all totaled together equals what a year in the platinum plan with no deductible has. It's the same amount of money. It's just on how do you want to spend it? Do you want to be in a situation where you're paying the insurance company more now? Or do you want to reserve that and use it when you need it? It's pay me now or pay me later.
That's it. And so really sit down, you know, if you're kind of on the fence, now talk to a financial planner or your accountant and see.
Yes.
And I'm sure they'll agree that this would be the best way to go.
Right.
And we had touched on briefly, and this idea stays in my head now, an HSA for seniors.
Yes. And that still, an HSA for seniors is only available if you are on a company plan, okay, and not enrolled in Medicare or receiving Social Security.
Exactly. But why not Medicare recipients?
Well,
let them.
Agreed.
If they're able to, put the money into an HSA.
Well, I think the same thing, but it's been proposed and it's been shot down because it is of some people's belief that only the rich will benefit from that, that people who are poor will not benefit from that, but yet there's different levels of health care for different income levels.
People that are poor have Medicaid.
And that's a really great way to have health care.
Absolutely. It's wonderful that that's offered.
Exactly.
And again, I don't buy this. It's only for the rich. It's whoever wants to opt in.
Yeah.
Okay? It's your money.
And you don't need to be a millionaire. I mean, you could say, okay, I'm going to put $10 a month into it.
Right.
Hey, whatever your comfort level, you have the ability to do it.
Exactly.
And I'm sure they'll cap it off somehow, but still. I don't know. I think it's a great thing. A lot of people have a little bit of extra income coming in that, hey, they could put it into this and help them out. You don't know what's down the road later on.
Right.
You know, I think a 70-year-old person that could get into an HSA right now, you know, think of the dental or hearing or vision in the next 10 or 12 years that they may need.
Exactly.
So
especially the dental, because there really is no good dental plan to assist with any kind of dental service. You're better off financing it yourself, and through an HSA, that's the only way you can truly finance it.
Exactly, because dental is, even if you think about it, if they gave you $2,000 a year, if you have severe dental problems, $2,000 is not even a drop in the bucket,
right,
to what it can cost. God, I was talking to a client, implants, $56,000.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah, that's I've heard 70. If you need a lot, if you got a mouthful of bad teeth and they all got to be replaced, you're talking huge amounts of money.
Well, that's it. Now, on a practical side, if you're 75 years old, okay, and they want to charge you $50,000 for implants, I don't know. You're going to get your money's worth.
Well, I would go visit Highbridge.
It's expensive.
That's similarly expensive.
Well, I'm like, it's quality of life.
It is, but unfortunately, a lot of people cannot come up with that kind of money.
No.
Or, you know, do you want to? So.
Right. And some people, you know, it's very difficult. The trade-off is very difficult. I have a person who has got bone loss due to chemotherapy, okay? Uh-huh. And so he's losing some of his teeth, and the doctor, and he's not sure how long he's going to live, and he's told the doctor, he goes, well, I don't want anything that's going to last me a lifetime. Something that may last me 2 months.
Yes, it's all we need. We're going to take a quick break. How about that number, Andrea?
It is 585-485-0328. 585-485-0328.
Oh, I'm getting the look here from Joe. So let's go back to 1966 for this ad campaign. Joe knows this one.
The weather outside is
sunny, honey, and mild.
The temperature is
40 in April.
And you can look forward to
more rabble rousing from George Soros.
Well, whether it's dry or wet, don't ever frown or fret.
You brought this in, didn't you?
I think I did. This is a place on SAY.
Upstairs,
yeah.
Here's the
hook.
Lively companion. Nice. Wherever you go, take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Yeah, this campaign was the portable radio campaign. It was in the summer of 66. I remember hearing WSAY playing those things.
Be big, be a builder.
Be big, be a builder. All right, let's see if we can stump the Joe here.
Got an angel on my shoulder. Got a penny in my pocket.
Is Joni Mitchell?
No.
Penny in my pocket?
Angel on my shoulder, Shelby Flint.
And I caught the nearest rainbow.
Now, did you come up with this in collaboration with your friends?
I did.
I'm in the big league now, guys. Listen, Bob's building up a whole staff to come after me.
he's too good for me, folks. What can I say? But I did stub him on this one. Yeah, 61, 62, wow, somewhere there.
Very pretty.
Big song for the ladies. They always love Angel on My Shoulder, Shelby Flint. More to come here on Medicare U.
Introducing a sobering and unavoidable truth. The latest advancements in artificial intelligence have made cyber attacks easier than ever before. Cyber criminals are relentlessly targeting your business right now, seeking the tiniest opening in your defenses to drain your accounts and steal sensitive data. Your finances and your customers' trust are on the line. Call the experts at Simple Tech Innovations now at 585-999-TECH to secure your business today. Don't wait until it's too late. Make the call today. 585-999-TECH.
Inside the Taylor Laboratories.
Hey, Tony, what you doing?
A little experiment, Zach. Look what I have under the microscope.
Ugh, what's that?
A sample of indoor air.
How can it be that dirty? Don't AC and furnace filters help?
Only with dust, Zach. But when Taylor installs a whole house APCO air purifier to detox the air, odors, chemicals, mold, bacteria, and viruses are removed.
For clean indoor air.
Yep. Ain't science awesome?
Taylor. 500 help.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website, ClarageDesignCenter.com.
The Livingston County Department of Health needs volunteers for the Medical Reserve Corps. If you're an active or retired licensed healthcare professional or just a community member who wants to help, we need you. Put your skill and energy to work improving emergency response. Free education and training provided. Work with peers in critical settings. Make a difference in your community. Google the Livingston County Department of Health and email us, including MRC in the subject line, or call 243-7524.
All right. Medicare U on the WYSL stations.
I want to know so far today. Let's see if Joe knows this one.
They seek him here. They seek him there. His clothes are loud, but never square. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy.
Ralph Harris?
That's a good guess, but it's wrong. Yeah, you know this one.
I do.
His little rounds round the boutiques of London town.
Great drinking song.
Eagerly pursuing all the latest fashion trends.
He's a dedicated follower.
There you go. And the Kinks.
Yes, you got it.
All right.
Took him a little while, but he got it.
Wow. I don't think I've heard this song since it was released. Very, very cool song.
It's a hilarious song. The lyrics are very funny.
Panties right top tight.
Dedicated follower of fashion.
There we go. That's great. Is that a follow-up to Well-Respected Man?
Yeah, it's right in that same era there, 66, 67. Yep.
They were great. I think one of my favorite songs by them is Sunny Afternoon.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There was a guy, Dave Mason. Actually, that came up while we were talking about turntable hits for this very show. And he talked about there was one Jerry Jack who would open the mic whenever Sunny Afternoon was playing. And there's that lyric about sipping on my ice cold beer, and he'd open the microphone and burp over the air. Yeah. He'd belch over the air.
Or flip the pop top.
Exactly.
So very, very cool. I like that. So we were talking about HSAs, the benefits of.
Yeah, HSAs. Now, if you have one and you're over 65, that's great. All right. But that's a way that you can benefit and pay for a lot of expensive things, like Joe and I were talking about, dental being one of them. But now, if you don't have an HSA, you know, there is hope that Congress will come back around and we will revisit that, because I've been writing letters and I urge everybody else to write letters and let them know that an HSA for older 65 would be worthwhile.
Absolutely. It would be wonderful. It would help you later on.
Yes.
As your income changes. And real quick, just so people don't get confused with a flex spending card.
Okay.
Okay, because some people are, well, I have the card.
Right. Well, that flex spending card is preloaded, or money is put on it for you on a monthly basis by your company. Now, that's a use it or lose it situation, okay? Also an HRA, health account, health reimbursement account.
Okay.
Use it or lose it situations on those two. So, but with an HSA, there's no downside.
Right. So put your money there.
Yes.
Because there's nothing sadder than at the end of the year. Oh, and I remember when I worked, they were kind enough to give us one. So it didn't come out of my pocket, so to speak.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, December 15th. Oh, I got $500 on this card and I didn't do anything with it.
Exactly.
You know, scrambling to get to the dentist or something.
I know. I know what you mean. I ran to get my glasses, $500 worth of glasses. Of course, but, you know, I only got one lens with that. Oh, gosh. You know, what's going on down in Congress is this, all right? Actually, the federal government with CMS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, they are working on the negotiations on the drugs. Okay?
Wow.
Yep, they're working on it because the second the first negotiation went out from the federal government in the February timeframe. March, they got the reconsideration back from the pharmaceutical companies. So now they're reviewing all of that, and I think there's three go-rounds, okay? So by August 1st, they're going to have a determination on who's going to be participating and how they're going to participate. The way President Biden has outlined it, it's you're going to participate or else. Okay. Now,
don't
start there. Yeah, don't. Just
according
to
Joe Biden, don't. Don't.
Now, hey, I had an idea. Okay. Look out. I had an idea. All right. Oh, you're ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I want to put you in Congress.
Oh, I don't know.
What an advocate you could be.
Well, I would
hire me as a staffer. I understand that's a way to get rich.
Yeah, I know. I would have the back closet office. You know, I'd be fine with that because that's all I want to do is work. Now, the cost of Eliquist and the cost of Eliquist out of Canada. Now, Canada is socialized medicine. Other countries have socialized medicine. The United States does not have socialized medicine. We do not want socialized medicine because then we'll have rationing of things. We're not going to go down that road right now. We're talking about drug prices. So in order for a pharmaceutical company to have their drug on formulary with those socialized medicine countries, the socialized medicine country says, if you want to be on our formulary, you have to sell it to us at this price. Now, that's a really low negotiated price. I'm going to give you an instance. Eliquist from Canada, if you were to buy that cash, Maple Leaf Meds, from the pharmacy, it would be $1.40 a pill, 5 milligram. If you did the same thing in the United States with GoodRx, it would be $9.50 a pill. $1.40 versus $9.50.
That's with GoodRx.
Let me think about this.
And that was the only way I could really get perhaps a legitimate price. We don't really know what the legitimate price is. But I had to go off of something. Now, what if the pharmaceutical companies said to the socialized medicine countries, you know what? We are selling our pharmaceuticals in the United States at a greater rate. There is more pressure on us from the federal government to reduce the price of these particular medications. So what's going to happen on these 10 medications is we're going to have to raise the price to the socialized medicine companies in order to offset the cost of what we need to sell it for in the United States now. Okay? So we could actually see Maple Leaf Meds taking a price hike. All right? I'm only asking for $3. That would go up to what? $3. It's that would be $5.10. Okay? And then if we reduced the GoodRx price of $9.50, $3, that would be $6.50. Now we're close to being on the same negotiated mm-hmm. rate. So why can't we do that instead of strong-arming pharmaceutical companies?
It draws more headlines if you're trying to strong-arm the companies yeah. and you look like a hero.
Yeah.
Interesting. It just crossed my mind because of these drug costs. Could it be that like the United States is subsidizing the R&D yes. portion of these drugs? And then yes. the other countries are just taking advantage of, you know, are able to get it at the lower price.
Exactly. And if it is positioned in a way where we all need to share in the cost of R&D on these 10 medications, and these 10 medications are not going to be sold any lower than this, then that's the way it's going to be. Why what? Not?
The lobbyists for Big Pharma, it's got to be amazing what they...
Oh, yes.
Are you kidding me? Do you know how many billionaires there are on the board of Pfizer now?
Well, why can't they just do this in turn and say, look, wouldn't this be a better idea? We could negotiate. We're selling our drugs at a far lower price in socialized medicine companies. We could share and disperse the R&D costs by raising them. Now, remember, on the top 10 hit list for drugs, you have Eliquist and Xarelto. Those are the two competing medications for that drug class. Both would be raised, so no one wouldn't win more than the other.
Would make sense.
It does, but... here we are. It's the federal government.
And this morning coming in, Eli Lilly stock is through the roof.
Oh, what's coming out now?
And I guess it's because of the Mounjaro.
Oh.
Weight loss drug.
But quite a hefty stock increase today.
Wow.
If you bought into that.
Yeah. Now, Andre, is there a difference in the formulation of these diabetes drugs when they're used for weight loss? Or is it pretty much the same stuff?
It's a higher dose. That's the only difference. It's the same molecule, but it's dosed at a higher dosage. And since these particular medications are a self-injector and you have to dial up your dose, you can't do that with a standard product that's used for diabetes because there's not enough medication to carry you through. So the weight loss drugs that are the same as the diabetic drugs only are dosed at a higher rate.
Okay. And I would assume more expensive.
You know,
dose... more drugs are, right? I mean...
They're a designer drug, as what I refer to it as. But here's a question, okay? This concerns me. I mean, I would love to have an instant solution to lose weight. But it's a scary thing if you're injecting insulin into yourself. It's got to have negative repercussions down the road with your own system. Will these companies be held liable or are they exempt from any type of lawsuits? Because, you know, 8 years from now, they're like, oh, all the people that took it are now, diabetic.
They're not
or
exempt.
Have some type of disease.
Certainly
okay, so
not
they could
exempt.
Be sued.
Absolutely. Now, if they've done their clinical studies, there is also the list of what the adverse events are going to be. So, looking at that closely, I would only pay attention to the top four on any kind of adverse event because if you have a hangnail during a clinical study, it will be listed there. So, just take the side effects as a grain of salt. Anything that you see in the top four would be more concerning than anything below
especially
that.
Especially the one that says, could cause instant death.
they all say that.
really, not funny. But I don't know. I'm just thinking 10 years down the road, are we going to see these ads? Hey, if you took Mounjaro or if you took these insulins, and now you're suffering from depression or what,
right.
whatever. You know, there's billions to be had.
Oh, yeah. So, absolutely, Joe. Absolutely. During the heightened years of pharmaceutical sales in pain management, where Purdue was actively promoting their OxyContin and oxycodone, okay, where there were billboards that said, in Philadelphia, I remember seeing them. I was traveling there on business, and I saw, call us if your pain has been undertreated. If your doctor refuses to prescribe you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, if it's undertreated. And then right next few miles down the road, call us if you're addicted, if you were over-medicated on pain medications.
Oh.
Attorneys. Yeah. There's a market for everything.
Corporate drug pushing.
Yes, it is. It is. Now I don't think Purdue exists anymore.
Well, you're putting me on another topic a little bit with as far as the formularies and insurance companies. Mm-hmm. If you do need this type of painkiller, it's very restricted.
It is. You can only get a month's supply. All right. And you really have to, there are certain, the doctors are under such scrutiny. Okay, so there's different guides, and I don't know them. I used to know them by heart, but you have to have documented whatever the prerequisites are for that formulary to allow the doctor to write that medication.
So that's really, and it's a good thing.
Right.
Because at one point, they were handing these out like candy.
They were. And it starts with Vicodin. 5 days on Vicodin, and your body craves it.
Rush Limbaugh.
Yes, he came to mind. It's very sad. And
it's horrible.
It could affect anyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our bodies will crave it.
And so then you're going to go through withdrawal systems symptoms.
You have to be very, very careful with those. So if you get those types of potent medications for your pain, be very concerned. And, you know, first of all, you know, you've got to protect because some people will steal them from you, okay, for ill-gotten gains. But there are people that legitimately need them. On a daily basis, your body becomes accustomed to them, and so your dosing goes up. And to Bob's point, he was asking about, does the price of the medication go up if the dosing goes up? I have only seen that in the opioid class, where a higher dose of opioids costs more than a lower dose. But a higher dose of, you know, Trulicity or Ozempic doesn't cost more.
Hmm. Interesting.
In the scheme of things, what is the purpose of fentanyl?
Fentanyl.
Does it have any useful?
Yes. Fentanyl was originally used as a anesthesia.
I've had it numerous times on the colonoscopies.
Yeah.
They gave me fentanyl.
Yep.
Very effective.
It is. It is very effective.
It's very nice. There's no hangover from it.
Right. There's no hangover, but you have to be very careful with fentanyl because that is overdose rather quickly.
Well, you have to. An anesthesiologist has to be attending if we're going to take that.
A professional has to be there in order to administer that.
So that's what kind of puts you in that twilight.
It knocks you out. I mean, you're you know, they tell you to count to 10, and you go one, and you're gone.
Yeah. So. But that's not a bad thing when it's used correctly.
Right, as it is with most of these drugs, if they're not abused.
No, and my mother was on a fentanyl patch. She was on a brand name fentanyl patch because she had spinal stenosis and curvature of the spine, and she was in severe pain. And that was a patch that you change every 3 days. But the design of that was so that there was a matrix in there when you try to do something that you shouldn't do with that product. You never knew how much, if you're going to get gel or whether you're going to get pure fentanyl. So you don't know. And there was really no way to split that out.
So that's still prescribed today?
Yeah. They still use fentanyl patches, but it's now they're made by a generic company, and there's no matrix, okay? So you get a wide-open, patch that has gel and fentanyl in it that can be easily taken out with a syringe, and then, everybody with some sort of pharmaceutical sense and boiling things off can know how to—there you go.
Yikes.
No. I know. This wasn't supposed to be about drugs.
No. And I don't want to. I'm thinking of the lab I have at my house. I won't tell you what I make.
So. But well, we could punch out some pills and make a million here. Or
there
two
you go.
Million.
Just kidding, folks. Just kidding.
Little sugar pills.
That's right. Yeah. But it's an interesting field. Very interesting. And, you know, it's cause for concern.
Absolutely. And, you know, and again, the greatest asset that T65 has is your knowledge.
Thank
of
you,
these
Joe.
Pharmaceuticals. Guys, I cannot stress it enough. Bob, you agree with me. This, what you do, I would stand up and say, I don't think there's any other agency that has your knowledge of what to do and coming up with solutions.
No, there really is not. And I do have to say that. And I don't like to talk about myself in that light.
I like to talk about you.
I do, too. As a matter of fact, we talk about it on pretty much a weekly basis. We talk about the properties of drugs and things that are available. And this is expertise. It's free to you, folks.
Right.
When you call T65 and beyond, the number of which is
585-485-0328. 585-485-0328.
All right. And we will be right back on the flip side. How's that?
On the flip side. Ooh, I see what you did there.
There you go.
All right. Now, this next stump to Joe. If Joe gets this, he will. He already has my undying admiration. But this one, it's a great little record. I remember this was brought up by Dave Mason, as a matter of fact. And all of a sudden, it snapped into focus because I remember that summer day in 1966, driving along in my 61 Mercury Meteor with the stuffing coming out of the front seat. And this came on the radio. Great little song. We're going to dedicate this one to Sandra Dorley.
You know your baby's going to leave you.
We're going to treat her better. She's going to stop and get a ticket.
Oh, my God.
That train is
now. Clefts of Lavender Hill.
Oh, no way! Are you kidding me? Here.
Very, very cool song. I remember this well.
You knew the Clefts of Lavender Hill?
It's very deep in the recesses here, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, color me totally amazed. Okay, one more time. Here comes the hook. Great song. Sounds great on the radio,
no,
too.
Not to be confused with Ticket to Ride.
No. But a Beatles song. Yeah, this is another one of these fake ersatz British groups, because this is during the British invasion. Like the Sir Douglas Quintet, which was from Texas, had nothing to do with England. These guys are from Southern Florida, and I picked this up when I got this song from YouTube. There's a comment below. He's talking about how the lead singer, they're from South Florida, the Clefts of Lavender Hill, and the lead singer and writer was, I think her name was Lorraine Jimenez. She changed her name to Coventry Fairchild.
Ah, there you go. There's a leap.
Exactly. More to come here on Medicare U. I surrender. I'm getting out of here.
Debunking advertising from the law office of Christopher Johnson. One ad some injury attorneys inundate you with, what's your case worth? Call us and find out. You know, nobody can tell you, quote, what your case is worth over the phone. Nobody knows. The ultimate answer to, quote, what your case is worth involves weeks or months of research, evaluation, and preparation. Many factors go into any compensation you might get, like applicable law, who's actually at fault, how much insurance coverage there is, and many, many other factors. At the Law Office of Christopher Johnson, the singular focus is getting your life back on track after an accident or injury. That takes money, and it helps when the advice and legal advice you get has a one-on-one focus informed by straight talk. Christopher Johnson Attorney, car, truck, motorcycle accidents, personal injury, and DWI defense. Call 585-415-3803. 585-415-3803.
Hi, I'm Steve Tasker. Over the years, my wife Sarah and I have supported Heritage Christian Services and the work that they do to advance an inclusive and equitable community. Heritage Christian Services and their staff support people with intellectual and developmental disabilities by offering meaningful and diverse experiences. Like us, they believe that people are entitled to dignity, respect, equity, and justice, and that belief is reflected in all that they do. While disability services are what they were founded on, their work extends to offer life-enriching opportunities for people throughout the community through therapeutic writing, health and wellness services, and child care, and more. Now more than ever, Heritage Christian Services needs your support to continue their work. Consider becoming a friend to Heritage Christian like Sarah and I did almost 20 years ago. You can choose to volunteer, share their job opportunities, or make a donation. To learn more, visit heritagechristianservices.org. That's heritagechristianservices.org.
The Livingston County Department of Health reminds you and your family, be sure you're prepared for emergencies by creating your own at-home emergency response plan. Prepare a kit including non-perishable food, water, flashlight, radio, batteries, blankets, and medications to supply you and your family for at least 2 weeks. Place these supplies in a secure place in your home. For more information on emergency preparedness, call the Livingston County Department of Health at 243-7299.
Medicare U on the WYSL station.
Cannot believe that Joe knew the clefs of Lavender. In fact, I had totally forgotten that song since I heard it in 66. And then I never got the name of the group, because who's going to know what the clefs of Lavender Hill are, right? I did run across an audition copy of it at another radio station like a year later or something. And that's, oh, clefs of Lavender. Oh, okay. Bizarre. All right, let's try this one. It's not the 1910 Fruit Gum Company.
Do something to me. It's Firebird Express.
No.
Is this on Buddha?
No.
Okay.
Follow up to 96 Tears.
Question mark and the Mysterians.
Yes.
On Cameo Records.
Right. The lead singer who actually changed his name to Question Mark.
I do remember hearing this.
Yeah, I did too. When the link got sent to me.
Very, very cool.
So, actually, I think it's a better song than 96 Tears. But anyway. Back to our final minutes here of Medicare U from T65 and beyond.
96 Tears. I got a quick story.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wonderful organ section of the record. And I went to school at Christ the King, and I hear this music coming out of the church. And some bad boys had broken in, not broken in, but they got into the church, and they were playing 96 Tears. On the church organ.
I bet it sounded great.
It did.
Oh, my gosh. It's the idea was stolen for the Commitments, the movie.
And so what happened is Father Schifferle heard the music, and they all got rounded up. And then it made it to the sermon that Sunday. People, no respect for the church. They're coming in here and playing rock and roll music on the church organ. So, today you can imagine what they would do. So, quick story there.
That's great. That is great. I can't believe how fast time goes on this show.
It does.
You know? It's
especially when you spend so much time goofing around.
Well, it's fun. We have fun here.
Yeah.
And we try and be informative to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, just a quick reminder, you're born in 1959. We're halfway through that year where you're turning 65. You want some help or ideas or suggestions or advice on what to do if you think you want to get into Medicare at this point or collect Social Security,
right?
Please give us a call.
Absolutely, Joe.
I'm more than happy to meet with you and go over some of your options. And, it's never too soon. 3-4. In fact, I had someone call me yesterday for August 1st. And she's going to sign up at this point. And it's great. Her timing is good.
Yes.
And
I'd rather do that than, I want to have my Medicare start June 1st. Then we got to scramble.
Yes, and it's unnecessary to stress.
It's true.
For me, it doesn't stress me, but it's on the client.
It's a nail biter.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, again, hey, if it's something you're considering, because as the weather gets good,
Oh, it's true.
Okay, and you look out the window, and I don't want to be here in this office anymore. I'm going to retire on Monday.
Yeah. It can't happen that fast.
No, as much as you'd like it to. So,
I actually have people who are calling me and scheduling appointments because they want to see and consider retiring next year sometimes. And they want to have some projections on how and what they want to do in order to do this in the best economical way.
You know, it's interesting that the last few clients I've had are people that are not going to be collecting their Social Security.
Yes.
But do want to take advantage of the Medicare portion.
Right.
So a misconception that might be out there is if you're thinking of retiring but you don't want to start drawing from your Social Security, you don't need to.
No.
Once you're 265, you're eligible for Part A and Part B. And, of course, the great thing there is, you know, if you're going to continue working, take a look at what it's costing you for your private insurance.
Yes.
Okay. And if it's in excess of, $175 a month, you might want to consider Medicare.
Those are wise words, Joe.
I've had a couple people where it's a wash or it's a little bit,
Right.
But at least you know.
Exactly.
And so, again, guys, give it some thought. Come on in. We're happy to meet with you and chat about this. And if you bring in a record that I can't identify, I'll buy you lunch.
Folks, they're every bit as fun as they sound like on the radio.
Oh,
so you'll have a good time.
We have a great time.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Bad jokes, good times. Yeah.
My goodness.
I agree with Joe. Joe is spot on in what he's talking about. Because sometimes you have a spouse that is carrying the health care. And you want to know, is it viable for me to go? Go talk to us. T65.
Give us a call.
585-485-0328. 585-485-0328.
Now, don't get up from your seats yet until we officially play this. And I think he's got me stumped with this one.
Same era, 66, 67.
Does this girl had other hits?
No. It's actually a group.
See how fast I fell from knowing the clubs of Lavender Hill?
See, now I would have bet you'd get this one. Two of Clubs and Walk Tall.
Two of Clubs? Was there a song, Two of Hearts?
Stacey Q.
From the 80s or
90s. Yeah, yeah, Stacey Q. Yeah. All right, we'll be back next week with another thrilling Medicare U. Brought to you by T65 and Beyond on the WYSL stations. Thanks for listening. All I've got to you.